Let's get to Jason Johnson from Dynamic Food, who helps us out every morning on the quiz, which is great stuff and doing great things with us on air as well. Jono, good morning.
Morning, Half Whitey. How are we going?
Mate, we're going well. How's lockdown day one treating you?
Well, I got into the office early. I'm an essential service, so still can you know, get out and go to work. But it's not ideal, mate. We were working with, four Melbourne teams, so they're now, being shipped off on Sunday and now left to sort of... work out how we utilise the staff that we've got that we're sort of catering to those teams and start again.
Well, we're talking about starting again with Quinny the other day, actually, so it's interesting you bring that up. But what we need through this period is, because we just get comfortable, Jono, we're lazy, we're depressed, we're upset about the whole world. Protein is important. And to stop me eating all day, sometimes I need a protein shake. Am I doing the right thing by just... every now and then just substituting something with a bit of protein?
Well, I think that's what, protein shakes were, invented, is that quick, easy meal on the run. So, obviously really important for after a workout or a mid-morning snack. And there's so many different products out there. I probably haven't got the time to go through which ones are good and bad because I haven't done the research on it, but there's just so many things that come to mind, the man shake and the likes. But I know it's a big part of, obviously, athletes' diets. And if you're an active person that works out and you've got fitness goals around building muscle or maintaining muscle, obviously protein helps build, repair and protects our muscles. So having 25 to 30 grams of protein sort of each meal sitting, and you can get that through two scoops of, most protein powders. I guess what you have to be careful of is obviously the calories that go with it. So depending on what your fitness goals are, if you're, gaining weight, calories obviously, want to bulk up, they're good. But, if you're wanting to lose weight, you sort of need to sort of maybe steer to the ones that have less calories. So, if you can't get your... access to foods that provide you with protein, these protein shakes are a great supplement. And that's what they are. They're a supplement. They're not a meal, I don't believe, but they're certainly something that you can have throughout the day when you're time poor to get your protein. Very important part of our diet. I love a smoothie. I love making smoothies. I love putting fruit and nuts and, yogurts and different types of milks in there. That's where you'll get your, natural proteins. But then there's obviously processed proteins through, powder form that you get your shaker, you pour a bit of water in it, two scoops, and there's absolutely no mess and stress around cleaning up your blender jug after making a really delicious smoothie. So they do have their benefits, but I still like to do it as more real foods than I guess processed foods. But they do have a purpose in our training regime. So they're a good option to go for.
I'm sensing, Jason, you don't think they're particularly healthy. It's not something you should be having on a regular basis, that you'd prefer the natural way of getting your protein in?
Yeah, I do. I'm in the business of selling real food, so...
Yeah.
You only have to look at the ingredients list on some of them. You can't pronounce some of the names, and they're all powdered forms. Your sweet potato, powder, or I prefer to have a poached egg than egg powder. You know what I mean? But if you are looking for a quick, easy, get it into you straight after a workout or a mid morning, it takes very little time to sort of knock up a quick shake on the go. Totally. That's what they're designed and for. And being an athlete and playing, I use them straight after weight sessions, and more sponsored by Masashi at the time in Essendon. But probably don't see them as much as we see some of the other products out there at the moment. But you can also add them to food. If you're making a porridge in the morning, add a scoop of protein powder, just the the bulk of the protein. Yeah, you can put them in baking. You know, I've done them in muffins and those type of things before. Pancakes, to add some protein powder to your pancakes, because, you know, pancakes are mainly, you know, flour and sugar and eggs, so you're sort of not getting much protein out of, get more carbohydrate out of a pancake than you are protein. So a great way to sort of add protein to that meal is, putting a scoop of protein powder to it. So you can actually add them to food, which is a good thing. But they're more designed to sort of have on the gut, and they do fill you up. You know, they do tie you over for the next 2 or 3 hours before you are able to sit down and have a real meal. I think they certainly can play a part. But I mean, I'm very lucky. I've got access to food all the time. So it's sort of, you sort of got to, I guess you got to preach to them. Yeah, I'm unconverted at the moment, but I do have them. So I don't tend to have protein powdered. But I do have smoothies where I'm sort of getting my protein, whether it be through your yogurt, nuts, oats, those type of things. So partially we'll get a little chocolate cocoa powder in my shakes.
Sounds like a good idea to me, and I know that there'll be plenty of people out there with what's happening, just going straight to the website at dynamic.com.au, going through the range and getting heaps of meals delivered straight to their door from those world-class chefs of yours, Jono.
What's that, sorry?
That's what they'll be doing right now.
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah, loading up. Let's hope so.
Load up. Get around him. Dynamic.com.au. Thank you, Jono. Nice to chat as always, mate. Appreciate your support.
All the best, guys. Thanks very much.